WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Motivation Monday, where Katie gives you the motivation to get through your Monday.
Thank you, Lakeland. I have Lakeland in the studio with me, by the way. But I hope everyone had a lovely week this past week, and if not, it's okay. Don't worry. Be happy. Last week, I talked about how I wanted to start a series about things we should be aware of. So I decided on a name for the series, and it's going to be called Be Aware. I don't know how long it's going to be going on for. Like, I don't know how long it's going to last, but I want it to be long enough that we are all aware of things that we weren't aware of before the series started. So last week's theme was attitude. This week we're going to hop into gratitude. For those that don't know what gratitude means, it means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. It is perfectly fine if you didn't know what gratitude was. That's why I'm here. We're going to go over it. We're going to talk about how we can incorporate more gratitude into our lives. So without further ado, let's hop into this week's quote. Gratitude can transform any situation. It alters your vibration, moving you from negative energy to positive energy. It's the quickest, easiest, and most powerful way to affect change in your life. So along with that quote, which is technically this week's quote, I want to add another quote on top of it just for the fun of it. It's actually a Winnie the Pooh quote, and if you know me, I love Winnie the Pooh. I live for Winnie the Pooh. So without further ado, here's the Winnie the Pooh quote. Piglet noticed that even though he had a very small heart, it could hold a rather large amount of gratitude. I know it was an odd quote to throw in there, but it was sweet, it was short, it was great, and it was Winnie the Pooh. I had to do it. Which, you know, I love Winnie the Pooh. I just had to do it. Sorry, but I had to. So I'm going to go ahead and hop over into today's story. And by the way, for the next few weeks, we won't have news stories. Instead, we're going to have like short stories. And what I mean by news stories, by the way, is like the good news in the world for that week, all that. So we're going to be in short stories until the series ends. It's going to go with the week's theme and all that. And this week's story is going to be called A Seed in the Mud. So without further ado, once upon a time, there was a seed buried in the mud. It was in dark blackness. It was cold and wet. It shivered. It was just plain no fun. It was icky. It was dirty. It was muddy. It was mucky. And it was stuck in the mud. How it got there is a little three-sentence story. One nice, breezy fall day, it had fallen on the ground. Then it rained a little, and a deer came along and stepped on it and pushed it deep in the mud. Life just wasn't fair. It was all alone. If only it had fallen like the other seeds in the grass, or on the log over there, or at least not been stepped on. But the little seed did not see was the mouse that ate the seeds in the grass, and the bird that ate the seeds on the log, and the chipmunk that gathered the seeds on the ground to store and eat all winter long. It couldn't see this because it was stuck in the mud. It didn't know how lucky it was. Now, besides being squished tight in the mud, it was also locked in its shell. It tried to get out of its terrible predicament, but the fall days got shorter and shorter. It got colder and colder, too. It had no strength to get out of its shell. The mud was frozen solid. The deep snow covered it and went through a terribly cold and dark winter. Finally, after what seemed forever, slowly the days grew longer and longer and a little warmer too. The seed had work to do. It began to grow. The water in the mud had softened its shell. Still, how hard it was to get out of its shell, it had to exert energy like never before. It struggled and struggled. Finally, it broke free. Then it used more energy to go not up, but down, struggling to send a tiny little root through that compacted mud, that terrible, icky place. It needed something to tightly hold on to. Now it had to struggle yet again with great effort to send a tiny little shoot to the light above, through all that icky mud. Finally, it was free. It reaches warm sunlight. You would think its troubles were over. Not so fast. In a whole year, it grew only a few inches, while the other plants grew by leaps and bounds, as if to mock the little seed. Every fall, it lost its leaves. In the winter, it barely survived, covered in snow, and as it got a little taller, it had to go through windstorms and blizzards. But one thing was peculiar. Even while it was slowly grew up to the sunny blue sky, it never forgot its roots. It had the wisdom to keep going and going, its roots getting deeper and deeper in the mud. In fact, it used every windstorm, every blizzard, every shaking, every vibration to wiggle its roots deeper and deeper into the black, icky mud. It knew the importance of a solid foundation because it always remembered where it came from, how it had been protected and helped by the mud. The years rolled around and the seasons did too. Each summer, it so slowly but surely grew. Each winter, it became a little tougher and stronger. It had little joys and little sorrows throughout its life, like all of us do. Then came the fiercest of all storms. The wind blew so violently this way and that, trees all around them dashed to the ground, broken, uprooted in a jangled mess. After the devastation, the sun shone once again. To be sure it didn't look so pretty, some leaves were missing. In fact, quite a few. But that would soon be redeemed, because it hadn't forgotten its roots as a seed in the mud. It stood there in all its glory. It had become the mighty oak tree. I know that was kind of a little long, but I thought it was a really good story to bring up, mostly because it proves the point that we think we have it worse. We always think that we have it worse and we don't realize how great we might actually have it. Now, this is a personal example, and a lot of people don't know this about me, but in second grade, I was held back, and I thought it was the worst thing growing up. Like, second grade, I didn't realize it, but growing up, I thought it was the worst thing watching my other classmates graduate without me and watching teachers celebrate them knowing I was supposed to be in that class. But towards the end, I was really thankful for it because not only that, no offense to the class of 2022 and 2021, I got a prom, I had an indoor graduation, I met my boyfriend now and his amazing family, and here I am at the University of Alabama. If that didn't happen, I don't know where I would be. So it proves the point that we should be thankful, even if we don't know why we should be thankful. At the time, you just want to scream and throw stuff and, you know, all that, but sometimes there's a reason. And just remember that someone is probably going through something worse than you. You never know what someone has in their jar, going back to last week's story. You never know what their sand and pebbles are, or I think the pebbles were life, but the sand and the water are. I'm not calling anyone out because I'm very guilty of not being thankful for things. Everyone is. No one's perfect. But I challenge you for one day this week, just one, look on the bright side of things. Be thankful in any way you can be. Take the kindness that someone extends to you and extend it back to someone else. I'm serious. Also, this week, watch your attitude. I forgot to challenge you last week to watch your attitude, and it's probably a little late for that, but if you're still up to the challenge, please be my guest. And I'm going to do it with you. And so is Lakeland. Right, Lakeland?
Sure.
Exactly. He's going to do it with us, too. Well, let's move on to the last part of today's episode. This song is going to be crazy, and you might think it's stupid to some people, but this week's song is going to be Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. I know this is a crazy song, but please let me explain myself. In the song, Ari is talking about heartbreak, but she's acknowledging that every single one of them taught her something. She says, "One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. Now I'm so amazing. Say I've loved and I've lost, but that's not what I see. So look what I got. Look at what you taught me. And for that, I say thank you next." So she is thankful for the lesson she has learned, maybe in a different way than some of us would, but she did it in her own way. So go Ariana Grande. Cheers to you. Also, warning, if you don't want to hear some naughty words, look up the clean version. But if you don't mind, then just look it up. But there's your warning. I know 2 weeks in a row I gave you a song with bad words. I'm so sorry. before I sign off, I just want to remind you to follow us on Facebook at Motivation Monday Podcast and on Instagram at motivation_monday.ua. Well, ladies and well, do you want to do the sign off?
Yeah, you can
do it. You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Katie signing off from this week's Motivation Monday. Don't forget to watch The Attitude and have some gratitude. I hope y'all have a great week and a very motivated Monday. And don't forget, stay motivated.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.